Praise the Lord. How many glad you made it here this morning? Come on, how many glad you're in church? I said you're at church. Doesn't it feel good to be together? Amen. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the saints. Amen. And it's beautiful. Amen. It's beautiful that we've been able to gather as the body of Christ. Amen. And even if it's just here in the parking lot, the Bible didn't say how to gather. The Bible didn't say how to, it didn't say how to gather, right? Amen. Matter of fact, I want you to know that in the New Testament, thank you, worship team, amen, that in the New Testament, you know, they didn't have big buildings. Come on, somebody. They only had Christians, some wealthy Christians that had big houses with some big backyards or big patios. Come on, somebody. But they didn't have big buildings. Amen. So oftentimes they would have church like this. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching truth here this morning. They would have church just like this. Amen. So right now, we're probably the closest to, you know, to the early church than ever. Amen. And it's so beautiful, amen, to be able to gather, because the Bible exhorts us and the Bible encourages us not to neglect the gathering of the saints. So what I want you to do right now, amen, if you're sitting next to somebody, amen, that you know, just pat them on the back, amen, and tell them good job by gathering here this morning, amen. Good job by gathering, because that's what the Bible says, amen, to not neglect the gathering of the saints, amen. And so it's beautiful to gather, amen, and even those that are in your vehicle, in your cars, amen, it's good that you're here. Tell your neighbor it's good that you're here. Just like Peter told Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, Lord, it's good that we are here. Come on, somebody. And this morning, amen, it's good that you're here, and I'm excited this morning. This morning, I'm going to preach to you part three of the messages of the rapture. Amen. Somebody say the rapture. How many been enjoying those messages? You know, and you know, just to get ahead of myself, you know, the Bible teaches it kind of points to, and it says that you know that Jesus is going to come on a cloudy day. Come on now. Amen. That Jesus is going to come on a cloudy day, a day something like this. Something like this. Amen. Because the Bible says that, remember, it says on the ascension, it says that when he ascended after he had resurrected from the dead and he ascended on high, and the Bible says that the disciples, the 12 disciples, were looking up, and it says the clouds hid him. And then the angel appeared and said that, you men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing at the sky? This same Jesus will come in like manner. In other words, if the clouds hit him, the clouds are going to, when it's, he's also going to come on a cloudy day. And there's so many other Bible references that talk about that, how it's going to be cloudy on that day. And so we're going to talk about that here today a little bit. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Amen. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. And today we're going to be looking at a lot of Bible verses, or a few Bible verses. Amen. So we want to encourage you, amen, to use your Bible here this morning. I know it's a little windy, amen. The good thing is if you have your phone, you know, the wind came to blow your phone, amen. And so you can look at your Bible in your Bible app, amen. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, and we're going to be looking at a few verses here this morning. Same verses that we read in part one of the rapture and part two of the rapture. But let's read these verses here this morning, amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe, somebody say, for we believe, that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left unto the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up. Somebody say caught up. Will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Somebody say forever. Somebody say por siempre. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Father, bless the reading of your word. Anoint it to our hearts here this morning. Father, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I want to encourage you to follow along with me in the scriptures, amen. Let's be some good Bible students, amen. I don't ever want you just to take my word for it. Look to the scriptures and let's read along together and see that what I'm preaching is true. Come on, somebody. And so this morning, as we talk about the rapture, I want you to know that the rapture is true. Some people will tell you, man, the church has been talking about the rapture and it hasn't happened and it's not true. The church is just scared and they're just trying to get away. They're just trying to hype themselves up and they just want to get away and they just want to be able to lean on the rapture and the second coming of God. You know, they want to lean on that. But let me tell you something. I want you to know that the rapture is true. It's happened before and it's going to happen again. You may say, Pastor, what do you mean it's happened before? Listen, people have been raptured before. They've been taken to heaven. We remember the Bible talks about Enoch. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and then he was no more because God took him. See, this is why you got to be able to read your Bible and study your words so that you can know what I'm, not everything I can, because listen, can I confess something to you? I'm not super smart, and I don't got a big memory bank, and I can't, you know, remember all the addresses of the scriptures. And you can't either. Don't look at me like that. Oh, come on now. Oh, but for 20 years, I've been reading this Bible, and for 20 years, I've been studying it. And listen, however long you've been alive, you've probably been reading the Bible too. And for those of you that know what I'm talking about, you know that Enoch was a man of God that walked with God, and he was no more because the Lord took him. He did not experience death, my friend, because the Lord took him. Why? Because he walked with God. God bless you. He walked with God. Another man was Elijah. The Bible says that Elijah was taken up also in a whirlwind. Remember that? He was raptured. Come on, somebody. Huh? Another person that was raptured was the Apostle Paul. He says, I know a man that was taken up into the third heaven. Come on, somebody. Huh? Listen, the rapture is, some people have been raptured, and I'm here to tell you that it's going to happen again, my friend. It's going to happen, and the next time it's happened, it's going to be me and you. It's going to be the body of Christ that, listen, in the blink of an eye, in the twinkling of an eye, my friend, that's faster than you can blink your eye. God is going to rapture us. God is going to take us. God is going to snatch us. He's going to say, enough is enough. I'm about to throw up my wrath on this earth, and I'm going to spare my people. I'm going to spare my son. I'm going to spare my daughter. I'm going to spare my church. And he's going to snatch us away and we're going to meet the Lord in the air. This is what we believe. This is what we preach. This is what we stand on. If you don't believe this word, how can you call yourself a Christian? Either he's Lord of all or he's not Lord of all. Either the whole Bible is true or the whole Bible's fake. You choose. To me, the whole scripture is true, my friends. We've been talking about the rapture for these last few messages. We've been talking about the rapture. And there's different things that are going to take place. When we read these verses, so much took place in this verse. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, so much took place. Read it slowly and see everything that's taking place. We talked about how the reason why the Apostle Paul addressed this issue. We talked about how the people in the Thessalonican church and the church in Thessalonians, they were afraid. There was a conversation going on, and they were tripping because they had always heard the Apostle Paul talk about the second coming of God, the second coming of Christ, and that Christ is going to come back for his church. And then all of a sudden, some of the believers died. They got martyred. These people were faithful Christians. They preached the word of God. They prayed fervently. They looked for the second coming of the Lord. And they passed away. They died. They fell asleep, the Bible talks about. Remember we talked about that? About falling asleep in the Lord? When a Christian dies, it's not called death to Jesus. It's called falling asleep. Because Jesus, you know what he does? He cradles us like a... That's what happens when a believer dies. We are being cradled in the hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he puts us to sleep. Come on, somebody. And so the Thessalonians, they were saying, man, but those that have been put to sleep, that have died, they're going to miss the second coming of Christ. I know to us it's like, how can they think that? But remember, we have 2,000 years of biblical teaching and study. They didn't have that. So they were tripping. The big question was, what happens to them? They're going to miss the second coming. Paul had to address that issue, and that's what he's doing right here. He says, no, let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me explain what's going to happen. Jesus is going to come back, and we're going to be caught up. And we talked about last time about the dissension, the three things that are going to happen. What is it? The Bible says, with the loud command of Jesus. Where does it say that? It says, verse 15. Verse 16, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command. What's going to happen when he has that? What's going to happen when Jesus throws out that loud command? Who remembers? What's going to happen? The dead in Christ will rise. The same way when Lazarus was dead, and the sister sent for Jesus. It says, Jesus, come. Lazarus is sick. Jesus took his time coming, and Lazarus died. Finally, when Jesus arrived, they said, don't bother yourself no more. He passed away. And Jesus said, just show me where he's at. He's just sleeping. They took him to the tomb. They were all crying and wailing, and they were all, they were professional mourners. And they were, Lazarus is dead, Lazarus is dead. Jesus said, he's only asleep. They looked at Jesus and said, what are you talking about, Willis? The Bible says he stood before the tomb. They took him to the tomb. They took him to where he lay. And the Bible says that Jesus said, Lazarus! Come out! With the command. And we know the story. Lazarus came out of that tomb. I said, Lazarus came out of that tomb. Oh, there's going to be some Lazarus that are going to come out of the tomb when Jesus comes with the great command. When he descends, he would descend with a loud command. This is why if you know a brother or sister in Christ that passed away, like Brother Jackie, my friend, when Jesus comes, Jackie's going to hear the command of the Lord Jesus, come forth. And it says, not only with the loud command of Jesus, when he descends, it's going to be, it says in verse 16, listen to what it says in verse 16, follow along. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. Three things. The loud command of Jesus, the voice of the archangel. You know what that voice is going to do? It's going to summon all the angels from across, all the angels from the archangel, from the voice from the archangel. Many say it's going to be Michael because he's the only archangel that's mentioned in the Bible. And the archangel is going to summon all the angels from the four corners of the universe, of the earth, of creation. I believe that it's going to be those angels that are going to carry us away. The Bible don't say that, but I tend to believe that. All the angels are going to be summoned. And then it says, with the trump of God. So it's going to be the loud command of Jesus that's going to bring back the dead in Christ, raise the dead in Christ. The voice of the archangel Michael that's going to summon all the angels. And then the trumpet of God. Is crazy. What's wrong with him this morning? You know, the only ones that are going to hear that trumpet are the Christians. Right now, they're hearing it in the neighborhood. Right now, they're hearing it in the city of Grand Prairie. And if you're hearing me and you're back there, I encourage you to give your life to Jesus. I encourage you to give your heart to God, because that's the only trumpet that you might hear before. Woo! Only the Christians are going to hear that. And we're going to know. Come on, somebody. We're going to know. The trumpet, and then poof, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be taken. That's going to happen in his dissension. So let's talk about the resurrection. Let's talk about the resurrection here. Because if the Lord tarries and we do die, don't matter how we die. Listen, everybody's going to die. Everybody's scared of the virus. Everybody's scared of the Rona, right? Huh? Not everybody. Come on, somebody. I said, not everybody. Huh? We know it's real. We're not here to downplay it. But everybody's going to die. They say everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Come on, somebody. Listen, we don't got to be afraid of death. As Christians, we should not be afraid of death. Because we know that it's not the end. It's just the beginning, my friend. It's the beginning of eternal life. It's the beginning of a blissful life. It's the beginning of the best life. It's the beginning of no more hurt. It's the beginning of no more pain. It's the beginning of no more sorrow. It's the beginning of no more sin. It's the beginning of the power of God. It's the beginning of the kingdom of God. We're all gonna go somewhere, either for old age, an accident. Good thing, bad things happen to Christians. Come on, somebody, huh? But the Bible says how beautiful is the death of his saints. How beautiful! Come on, somebody. God, you listen. But I'm here to tell you that listen. Even if we die, listen. There's a resurrection. I said, there's a resurrection. We're not going to stay down. We're not going to stay dead in the grave. He's not going to abandon us to the grave. This is why live out your faith with boldness. Live out your faith with courage. Let your light shine. In the midst of a dark and fearful world, let your light, let your faith rise above your fears and declare with your actions, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Woo, I feel the anointing of God here this morning. Jesus is going to resurrect us. Oh, I love that song. The same power that resurrected him is the same power that will resurrect me. The resurrection power of Christ. That same power lives in us. That same power breathes through us. In verse 16, it talks about the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now listen, look at verse 16. What comes first? the command of Jesus, the voice of the archangel, or the trumpet call of God? What comes first? Look at your Bible. What comes first? Come on. Some of you are not being obedient, and you don't even have your Bibles open. My God. Pastor going to pull out the cinto right now. Come on now. What comes first? Huh? The loud command, right? What's going to happen with the loud command? What did I say? Let me see if you're listening. Oh, I love my church. You're learning. You're learning. The dead's going to rise, right? Then what does it say? The dead, then the archangels are next, right? And then what's the third? Then us, right? In that order. And then what does it say, verse 16? The dead in Christ will rise first. You know why? Because the command of Christ comes first. Ooh, I love when the Word of God comes together. I said, I love when the Word of God comes together. I love when the focal comes on in my brain, when the light turns on. Come. I love when revelation knowledge hits. Oh, yeah, God has given you some revelation knowledge this morning. And the dead in Christ will rise first. So after the descension, what is the descension? When Jesus descends. When Jesus descends. After the descension, then comes the resurrection. Somebody say the resurrection. Huh? And this resurrection is going to come together with the rapture. Remember, as we talk about this, it's going to happen so fast. It's going to happen so fast. It's going to be the descension, the resurrection, and then the rapture. Now, there's some things that we need to notice. The resurrection of those who are dead in Christ. We got to understand that this phrase of the resurrection is a very technical phrase. Let me turn my page here. It's a very technical phrase. And this, when it talks about the resurrection, it's talking about those who have died in Christ during the age of the church. During the age of the church, we become a Christian, according to 1 Corinthians 12:13, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, by confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and having the Holy Spirit fill us. So when the Bible says that the dead in Christ shall be raised first, it's talking about the people during the church period. What is the church period? The church period is when Jesus started his ministry till today. That's the church period. Okay? So when it talks about the dead in Christ, it's talking about those who have put their faith in Christ and have died during the church period. They have died during the time that Jesus was preaching, or the time that people have been putting their faith in Jesus. It doesn't mean the Old Testament period or the Old Testament saints. People in the church period who have died believing in Jesus Christ, those are the ones who are going to be resurrected. So if you have a family member that was a Christian that died, they're the ones that are going to be resurrected back to life. See, when a believer, when a Christian dies today, it is for him and his spirit and his soul. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when a believer dies today, the body is asleep in the grave, or if it's been cremated, but your spirit, your soul is automatically with Jesus. Because it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what the scripture says. It's only the body that is so to speak, asleep in the grave. So when we talk about being asleep, it does not suggest that your soul is asleep, because your soul is in the presence of Jesus. The soul is alive. The spirit is alive with the Lord immediately upon departure from the body. So listen, when you get resurrected, it's going to be a resurrected body. Whenever the resurrection takes place, it's going to be a resurrection. Is it sprinkling a little bit? Oh, didn't know that. You okay? All right. Some of you get baptized here this morning. Amen. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.